paper 10.
All right, abstract number 10. I have to throw in obstetrics papers periodically, and we have two of them this time, one for prenatal care and this one for actual delivery, because this is a question that I've been very interested in following for a long time. So the article is entitled Effect of Immediate versus Delayed Pushing on Rates of Spontaneous Vaginal Delivery Among Nulliparous Women Receiving Neuraxial Analgesia, a Randomized Clinical Trial. And so the first author, Dr. Cahill, published in JAMA, there remarkably still inadequate evidence on the management of the second stage of labor, which everyone knows is the time from complete cervical dilatation to delivery of the baby. So a common strategy, I grew up doing labor down and thinking that that was more effective, which is you wait a while after complete cervical dilatation to start pushing. This only works in women with epidurals, not surprisingly. And this study is on all nulliparous women because my experience is once a woman has a baby, you don't need to wait as long for her to push. So the alternative is to start pushing immediately with each uterine contraction. Old studies on this topic, which were kind of equivocal anyway, the authors felt were outdated because delivery techniques have changed, especially we don't use as many mid or low level forceps when a lot of these studies were done. So this article, 2,400 nulliparous patients at 6 academic centers with epidurals were randomized to immediate pushing after complete cervical dilatation or pushing after waiting 60 minutes. Half of the labors were spontaneous and half were induced. Patients were half private insurance and half Medicaid, and almost half of the patients were delivered by residents. So the outcome here, the primary outcome was spontaneous vaginal delivery, which means no use of vacuum, forceps, or C-section. It was the same in both groups, around 86%. Then they looked at secondary outcomes. The second stage of labor was shorter in immediate pushing, not surprisingly, by 32 minutes, but actual pushing time was longer if you pushed right away, but only a difference of 9 minutes. Interesting hypotheses generated here. Postpartum hemorrhage more common in the delayed pushing group, number needed to harm 58, and chorioamnionitis more common in the delayed pushing group, number needed to harm 40. Patients were fine with either way. They had a good experience with both approaches. So yes, apparently we still don't know when to tell a woman who's multiparous with an epidural when to push once she has complete cervical dilatation. This randomized controlled trial shows that waiting either 60 minutes or pushing immediately are reasonable options. Neither changes the likelihood of a successful vaginal delivery. It does seem pushing sooner decreases time to delivery, unsurprisingly. And maybe this hint that you can lower the infection rate or the bleeding rate by pushing right away.
Yeah, evolution has figured this out. I don't think it matters whether you push early or late. At least that's what this data shows. We don't know. And it always reminds me that the term obstetrician or obstetrics is a Latin term pertaining to midwife. And it literally means one who stands opposite or one who stands and attends. I mentioned my father-in-law is a pediatrician, but my father, he was an obstetrician for 30 years and he delivered over 10,000 babies. And whenever you said that to him, he goes, Ken, I didn't deliver one baby. All the mothers delivered the babies. I just stood there and caught them. They did the delivery. I thought that was really cool. I think this research helps support the idea that there's no optimal time, like you can't sort of fine tune what time you should start pushing in second stage labor. But I know a time that you're not supposed to push because I do emergency room work and women do come into this rural center that I work in. And you know, when you don't push in the back of an ambulance, I jump in the back of the ambulances with these women on our way to the delivery center. And I say, the one rule is there's no pushing in an ambulance only once you get to the labor and delivery floor at the referral hospital.
When I was an intern at San Francisco General Hospital, we were in the main part of the ER and someone comes running in. There's a woman delivering a baby in the parking lot. And all the medicine residents and like the ER residents all ran the other direction while I ran out to the car. So that's family medicine out in the, you know, parking lot.
Good for you.
Bottom line.
The bottom line is in nulliparous patients having an epidural delivery, outcomes are similar if pushing immediately or delayed pushing after complete cervical dilatation. Other maternal and neonatal outcomes may need to be considered in your guidance to patients. But it seems like immediate pushing is a reasonable option in most patients.